Low moon, and this is it at Idaho's 94.9 The River. It's 8:11 with Ken and Deb, and Carol Skinner is in from the flicks. That's a nice, cool place to be when it's hot over the weekend.
Yes, it is, unless you sit on the patio. And it's kind of shady on the patio if you really want to be outside.
Yeah, so you don't feel the heat directly.
It's, no.
It'll be nice. And you have a new movie opening up.
We do. Wild Rose is the new movie starring Jesse Buckley. And she's a Scottish singer. She longs to perform on the Grand Ole Opry stage in Nashville.
Yeah.
And she really can sing. And this is such an uplifting movie about, you know, following your dreams and believing in yourself. And she's great. I mean, people are really excited about this young actress. And then Julie Walters, two-time Academy Award nominee, plays her mom. And everyone I've talked to that's seen this movie, I have not seen it yet, but everyone just loves this movie. So we're really, really excited to
And
have
those
it.
Of us who remember Julie Walters from, was it Educating Rita?
Yes, that was one of her Michael Oscar King. Nominees. And then Billy Elliot, she was nominated for that too.
Yeah, but then you see her later on, like in Mamma Mia and some other movies, going, what happened? Who got older? Oh, yeah, it was me.
all of us.
All of us.
But, you know, sometimes they make people dowdy on screen on purpose. So, you know, you can be older and still be attractive, let me just say.
Well, thank you. Oh, you weren't looking at me.
I just say that in the mirror every day.
Okay.
Affirmations. There you go.
So, and then we have some movies that we've held over. And we have so many movies that people really love. It feels so good to me when people, you know, send me emails or call up and say, thank you for bringing this movie. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten that with Pavarotti, which is the documentary about the opera star. Mm-hmm. The Biggest Little Farm, I think I've got more emails thanking me for that movie than any other movie we've played in years. And it's a great documentary also about, you know, kind of like Wild Rose, believing in yourself, you know, keeping on even if the odds aren't very good.
Right.
I think people are really finding that inspiring. And then we still have Rocket Man.
Okay.
Apparently he believed in himself because he had a pretty hard childhood. And look, you know, Elton John, he's really, you know, a huge star.
I think he made it.
I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then Echo in the Canyon. This is a really, really fun movie about the music that came out of L.A. in the 60s in Laurel Canyon primarily. Tom Petty is in it a lot talking about the music. And this is his last performance on screen.
Right,
In his last interview. Mm-hmm. And Jacob Dylan is really the person that kind of put this together.
Bob's son.
And he was with the Wallflowers, and he's a really good singer. I mean, I always loved Bob Dylan, but he's a better singer than his dad.
I'm sure his dad was actually singing.
Right.
That wasn't the point.
Bob Dylan was more of a poet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Jacob Dylan is, you know, very, you know, charismatic and good-looking and a good singer. And he interviews all these stars from Time's Got My Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas and Ringo Starr talks a lot about the music and how that music also inspired the Beatles. And it's really fun to kind of put all that together.
Okay.
So, and Jacob Dylan had this idea that he was going to do a concert performing that music that, you know, formed that era of American sound, really. And so he's in it a lot more than I realized because he's the interviewer, but he also performs a bunch of the songs in clips from the concert that came of all of that work.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it's very enjoyable. I really liked it a lot. And we open at noon today, so you can come and, you know, just stay
lunch.
All day.
Yeah.
You can have lunch. You can have dinner down there. Some cold drinks. You know?
Yeah. You know, early you can have a mocha, and then later on you can have some wine.